Casper, Griner Ford, powered by Lithia, the new Casper Curves, and Highland Park Community Church.
Keep your fleet of vehicles looking good. Use Rocky Mountain Car Wash on CY Avenue and East 2nd Street in Casper. Set up your fleet account today at RockyMountainWash.com. Cool and partly cloudy. Low 60s today, partly cloudy upper 30s tonight. A few more clouds around as the system passes to our south. 50s and low 60s Thursday, upper 30s Thursday night, partly cloudy, low to mid 60s Friday. 60s, could see a few showers late Saturday. I'm Day Weather, meteorologist Don Day.
37 degrees downtown, 35 degrees up on the mountain right now. In Jackson, 29, Gillette, 45, and 37 in Rollins.
Okay, Roger, you can go off and do newsy things because I have a very special guest on the line here. Jan McInnes, who is one of the keynotes for the Wyoming Women's Expo and the Girls Night Out. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. Doing good.
So I love your idea, as we just heard in that spot, of only buying accessories for things that your sisters don't have.
That's a favorite. And people are going to get a lot of good ideas from my comedy show.
Good for them. Maybe not so good for others, though. So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, first, let me set it up a little bit. You know, Jan's going to be here for the Wyoming Women's Expo for the Girls Night Out. And that is Friday, October 6th. And you start at 8:30. I know the Girls Night Out starts at 5:30. So you'll have an enthusiastic audience by the time.
Great.
Because I've been to this. So I can tell you, yeah. But let me ask you a little bit about, you know, a couple of things. Well, first of all, your comedy. You know, what do you joke about? We've got kind of a flavor of that, but how do you come up with that kind of humor?
I think comedians talk about what bothers them on stage. You know, they talk about on stage what bothers them in real life. And, you know, so whether it be work or kids or grandkids, niece and nephews, that sort of thing, buying gifts for your nieces and nephews, that's kind of where the humor comes from, as well as lots of observational things and sort of looking at the disconnects and the ironies of life and what doesn't make sense and what does make sense.
You know, and laughter is a very important thing to have in our lives because there's so much that goes on in the world that is not laughable in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, talk to us a little bit about the benefits of laughter.
Yeah, I think one of the best benefits is it changes the energy. Can't you just feel things changing when you start laughing and you start connecting with somebody who laughs?
Absolutely.
I think changing the energy diffuses tension, you know, helps you sort of move through life, connect with other people. Lots of great benefits to laughter that we don't even pay attention to. And we get these benefits and you realize later, oh gosh, you know, I just had a great conversation with someone and there was lots of laughter and you really felt the connection.
And one of the things that's very unique, I think, about your comedy is that it's not, and as I said before we went on the air, I don't know that I'm phrasing this correctly, you're not just a comedian, but, you know, you're an inspirational speaker as well and use your comedy in that direction. Can you tell us a little about that?
Sure. I do a lot of keynote speeches as well as the just straight comedy because people want a message with the comedy sometimes, and I think comedy is a great way to couch a message. So I talk to people about change. I talk to people about communication. I talk to people. I speak on failure because comedians, we learn our job by failing.
Mm-hmm.
We get up at open mics and we learn how to get our stage presence. We learn if the jokes work. And not a lot of other professions. You know, you don't have open scalpel night for the doctor where he gets up and learns how to be a doctor, you know. But you do that with a comedian. So lots of experiences the comedians have that can translate to other businesses and help people out in other businesses in their personal life.
Well, and I love the title of your book, Finding the Funny Fast, How to Create Quick Humor to Connect with Clients, Coworkers, and Crowds.
Yes. Except that's the book on how to use humor, which is how anyone can use humor. I try to show you examples of how to put humor in communications, how anyone could do it. My other book is on convention comedian, and it's stories and wisdom from two decades of chicken dinners and comedy clubs. So it's what I've learned and what I've lived through in my life. And, as a comedian.
And you've got some really impressive bona fides here. I mean, you know, not only do you do the presentations, but you've written comedy material that I'm looking for. A number of different, you know.
I sold to everyone from Jay Leno to his monologue on The Tonight Show to a guest on the Jerry Springer Show. So that's that's impressive. My parents are proud.
Yes, very good. Very good. And you know, your experience goes way back being in charge of joke of the day for your junior high school lunch table, right?
Yeah, my crowning moment was, I think, when I got one of my friends to laugh so hard she spit milk out of her mouth.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That was big.
Yeah, that's a benchmark, I'm telling you, Jan.
Yeah.
So you've got you majored in communications, and also, you know, you've done this gig. You've sat where I've sat before.
I have. I was, back in college, I worked on a punk rock radio station,
W something, right? Oh, no. We've lost Jan. Are you there? Okay.
Yeah.
Thought I lost you for a minute there. I was going to be very sad if I lost you because I'm enjoying this conversation immensely.
Usually it's me pushing the wrong button, okay?
Yeah, my hands are up in the air, Jan. I didn't touch a thing. We've got technical problems today. We can blame everything on that. So,
yeah, there you go.
So, well, why should people come and see your presentation?
I think it's a great cap for the end of the day. You know, get a chance to just sit back, relax, and laugh, and enjoy the humor, the things you can relate to. Again, it's a nice way to connect with people around you. That you meet some more friends. It's just a good cap off to the whole day, I think.
Okay, very good. Anything else we need to know?
Quick, it is clean comedy. I know people are worried when they hear clean that it's not going to be funny. It's very funny. But, you know, I've worked, I think you have to be true to yourself and do the humor you think is funny. And I've worked as a clean humor comedian for my whole life. And so you won't be embarrassed. You can bring your family and friends and people you work with, and you can sit next to them and you won't hear any topics that are taboo.
Oh, taboo. Okay, great. That's a good thing to know. Hey, Jan McInnes, who is going to be part of the Wyoming Women's Expo, the Girls Night Out, which is Friday, October 6th. Once again, that starts at 5:30 to 7:30 at the Casper Events Center. And Jan takes the stage at 8:30. Hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jan. I can't wait to see you.
Same here. Looking forward to the event. And come on out, everybody.
Yeah, if you see a redheaded chick come running up to you and going, I'm the one you talk to on the radio, that's going to be me, okay?
Okay, good. I won't run and hide.
Okay. Well, you might want to, but you never know. Thanks, Jan. Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing?